But that's kind of emotion I was practicing to have back, for sure. You know, playing in front of such a crowd, such a big atmosphere, five-set match in Grand Slam. That's the reason why I came back from the surgery in the first time. It's because I love and enjoy to play in front of people, to play in the biggest tournament you can play, and today was something really special.
Stan, what were you thinking after you hit the last shot? It's very close, and the chair umpire comes down. And during that time, what were you thinking?
I was pretty sure it was in. When I hit it, I saw it was on the line. I was just hoping that the umpire will confirm it. So I was half a second not sure, but I was when I saw it was gonna say it's in. I was really was amazing battle today. Today we saw like only 1 centimeter can change the winner. I think he would have deserved as much as me to win the match today. It's for sure a tough loss for him, but yeah, it was something, was a big battle. I'm happy with everything I've done today. The way I was fighting, the way I was staying with him, even if I was tired, the way I started to play a little bit more aggressive. And yeah, it was, again, the atmosphere on this court is something really special, and today was really amazing.
Congratulations, Stan, on a great match, great victory today, and making it to the next round. Stefanos was here a few moments ago for his presser. I have 2 questions for you. The first is, do you think that Hawkeyes should be used in Grand Slams, particularly at the Roland Garros? And also, another question has to do with your next round opponent. That's Roger Federer. Can you talk a little bit about someone you've known and played with and played against many, many times?
I don't know about the Hawkeye on clay court. I don't know how accurate is it or not. So that's the first question you need to check the first answer before putting the Hawkeye on clay. That's for sure. But yeah, to play Roger in quarterfinal, it's something for sure amazing for me. I'm really happy. He didn't play here for so many years. He's it's still playing so well. He's the best player to ever play this sport, so it's going to be a big challenge. I didn't beat him many times in all my career, but I did once here, so I still remember that time, and was a special day for me. But it's going to be a big challenge. We'll need to recover from today's match. It was still a long match. I'm getting older and older, so it's not going to help to be ready for Tuesday. But again, I love that kind of challenge, and I'm going to try to do my best to play my best tennis.
2 very fast questions. First one, how much are you tired from 1 to 10? And the second one, it looked like you were enjoying staying into the court today. Something that you felt this way before your surgery, it's something that you're feeling more now, the joy of staying between people.
No, I don't enjoy more. I enjoy different way. Also, I think I never experience that kind of atmosphere here in Paris on the Langlen. Always had a lot of support, but I think today was really special, and the match was amazing. 5 hours match, 5 sets. The crowd stayed all the match, and yeah, this kind of atmosphere for sure I enjoy a lot. That's the reason why I still play tennis, and that's the reason why I'm practicing every day to try to win big matches like that. And so for sure, when I'm on the court, I try to enjoy and remember also everything I've done to be here.
Stan, well played. Since the win, everyone is commenting on how well you have done to recover from the surgery. But can you tell us how you have got to this point? What has been the commitment and the dedication and the sacrifices that you have made to make this great improvement in your game?
Well, it's never sacrifice when you love what you're doing. It's for sure last 2 years were tough, but again, I've been here before. I think I know exactly what I'm doing. I'm happy with everything I'm doing with my team, practice wise, physical wise. I also know that my level is getting there, and hopefully I can keep going. If it's here, it's perfect. If not, it's going to be in the next one.
Nice, Dan. Earlier on, Roger Federer said that you are living a second life, and that you were afraid some time ago that you couldn't come back. Is that true? And the last time you beat him was before six defeats, here in Suzanne Lenglen. So you said you're getting older, but he is older than you.
Yeah, but he's, I think, way better than me also, so never forgot that. what was the question? No, I think, for sure, last time I beat him was here, and how many years was that? And since that, I never beat him again. But I'm not the only one on the tour to not winning too much against him. I think it's, as I say, it's always special to play against him. I'm really happy so far with everything I've done to this tournament. I know what I can do. I know how well I can play. Hopefully, I can get to my best level against him and put a big fight. That's for sure. Every time I step on the court against him, I know it's going to be really difficult. He has something that make him so special as a tennis player, and it's never easy to beat him. But I'm ready for the challenge, and I'm happy to do everything possible to face it. I'm a second life in what I'm 34 years old. It's still my first life. I'm happy with it.
Last two in English.
Stan, you saved 8 break points in the final set, and you know you had to fight back from a lot. So just how did it feel like trying to stay in the match? And then why were you able to take your first opportunity when it came?
Yeah, I've been there many times in the past. I know that we were both tired. It was both important for the fifth set to take the lead. I got a little bit lucky on a few break points. I was really aggressive, playing better. And I knew that as long as I could stay in front in the score, that I will get my chance sooner or later. For me, it was important to stay strong mentally in those important points. And I'm happy and proud the way I did it.
Stan, Roger always talks about the match you played against him here in 2015, and he always uses the same words by saying, Stan crushed me there. Do you feel you crushed him back then?
But I'm happy he said that for once in his life, but I think I crushed the tournament that year, so I'm happy with that memories. But as I say, it didn't happen many times in my life against him. Normally, it's always the opposite. And not much else to say. You know, we all are happy that he's back on clay court after a few years. We'll see for me in 2 days.